Water skiing is a daily activity for many in the summer, but for some who are physically challenged, the opportunity comes just once a year. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank attended an adaptive ski clinic earlier this week near Waterloo.
Eagle Lake in Evansdale is home to the nationally ranked competitive water ski team known as the Waterhawks. The lake is small, only 15 feet deep. It's usually buzzing with skiers practicing for their next show. But one day each July, it's transformed into a playground for people with mobility limitations. 14-year-old Suzanne Shoemaker has cerebral palsy and is here for the second time.
I fell down 13 times the first time I tried to get up, but I got up and got my own ski, and I try to ski as often as I can now.
Shoemaker, who's from Dexter in central Iowa, is the first of 8 skiers to enter the water. This year, with a Waterhawks team member beside her, it takes her not 13, but just 3 attempts. It takes an army of volunteers to facilitate the event, from boat drivers to family members to recreational therapists. Gary Gillis is a therapist at Waterloo's Covenant Medical Center. He explains that the equipment needed is often cost prohibitive. Participants sit on a wide, single ski outfitted with a basket or cage that can be customized.
The skis themselves usually cost a couple thousand dollars, and then, you know, even if you have the ski, sometimes you have to have people that can drive the boat, people that can ski beside you to help. It's just not something financially that anybody can do, or, you know, can get enough manpower to kind of help.
Gillis says although a day on the water works for some, those who are physically challenged by spinal cord injuries or amputations should also look for other opportunities.
There's different ways to adapt your recreation. If there's something that you want to try or have done in the past and maybe can't do in quite the same facet, there's always a way to adapt things so you're able to get back out and do the things that you used to like to do or go out and try new things.
Suzanne Shoemaker has certainly taken that advice to heart.
I horseback ride, I rock climb, I swim, I ski obviously, and then I've snow skied before. And I do a lot of things, hand cycling.
Shoemaker's competitive nature is shared by 31-year-old Vince Little of Nashua. Little was injured in a snowboarding accident in 2007.
I actually play wheelchair basketball competitively, so now this is kind of my off-season sport. July 23rd, I'll be going to compete down in Des Moines at the competition for Solemn, as well as this weekend we have a competition, college competitions kind of here at the Waterhawks at Eagle Lake as well.
What's amazing about Little's resume is that prior to his injury, water skiing was not part of his repertoire.
No, I never skied able body at all after I broke my back. The only thing I've done is 3 clinics. I did one in Phoenix about 3 years ago, and then last year I did this clinic, and then I went down to the Quad Cities and did the clinic down in the Quad Cities that they have on Rock Island.
Little and the others say the clinic that's provided without charge gives them a chance to experience a new kind of freedom. Suzanne Shoemaker says her time outdoors is therapeutic.
You don't really think about anything that you're doing. You just focus on how your body's moving, and you get to have fun and just go do it and do something a lot of people like to do.
Little agrees.
It's just fun. It's liberating. You get to just get out and be on the water, enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather, be outdoors. You know, you're not just cooped up sitting in your chair. It's getting you out of the chair. You know, when you get on the water, you're in a totally different realm. You're not going to get hurt falling. You know, the water's soft. You swim, you're cooled off, and just have fun.
Little is out of his chair and in the water on a regular basis. He's joined the Waterhawks team and performs a half-hour exhibition every Friday night through the summer. At Eagle Lake in Evansdale, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.